perfect. And certainly Cincinnati gave us some problems, especially throwing the ball and with their pass rush and, you know, some of the changeups that that they threw at us. But I thought our guys really responded well. And, you know, we made some plays, you know, ran the ball through it. Were able to stop the run competitively, you know, got some turnovers on defense. You know, finally held somebody to some field goals. So I got a little bit of field position in the kicking game. But it was a tough game, hard-fought game. Thought Cincinnati, you know, played hard, played a lot of energy. I know they got some guys banged up, but they're a tough football team. And just proud of the way our guys played. We made a few more plays than they did. And, you know, we had some guys step up. Thought the obviously the last drive was a big one, be able to take the length of the field and kind of seal the game. You know, the reverse was a big play. That was a big play in that drive. So we got a lot of big plays in the game, but I thought overall just, you know, our level of play, players really stepped up. They played hard Monday night, and there was a lot of energy out there, and they played with it. And, you know, we had a few mistakes, but not too many. So short week this week for Cleveland, and we know they can score a lot of points. They're playing well. Had a couple big wins here, and so we're gonna have to put this one behind us in a hurry, but enjoy it for a little while, and then put it behind us and get on to the Browns.
Is that what you expected from Sammy Morris when you brought him in?
Well, Sammy's a good player. Does a lot of things well. He can run. He can play in a passing game. Play on fourth down. So he's been a good player. Been a good player for us. Yep, did a good job.
Talk about that second quarter drive. I think he had eight straight runs and just that sequence and maybe getting you guys in a rhythm where you felt confident going about that straight ahead running.
Well, I thought, you know, that the line blocked well. Tight ends did a good job. Kyle and Ben did a good job. He did a good job. And then, you know, Sammy ran well. And, you know, we wanted to give him some carries in our big, you know, our bigger personnel groupings. You know, Kevin did a great job running the ball and some of the, you know, more spread out stuff. And, you know, Heath and Kyle, you know, we sprinkled in some carries with them, you know, Kyle at the end. But, you know, Sammy does a good job. He's got good vision on those inside runs. He's got good balance and, you know, and he's tough. And, you know, I thought he made some real good cuts out there. We'll take a look at it on film and see exactly what he was seeing. But it looked like he made some real nice cuts, you know, staying tight to the blocks and not trying to make something where it wasn't there, but just trying to hug the strong blocks that we had on those plays. And, you know, he made a lot of positive yardage, did a great job.
Did you adjust more when they started to lose their linebackers to the running game because they were down literally two linebackers at one point?
Right. Well, they basically played defensive back at linebacker. He's, you know, a pretty big kid, so that didn't really surprise us. That's, you know, I mean, I think they played the same spots that we expected them to play. So, you know, we planned to run the ball coming into the game. We wanted to try to be balanced, and we had a fairly balanced attack.
Probably was Asante's interception at the end of the first half.
That was a big play. Yeah, no, it was a big play. No question about it. You know, they hit that pass on us a little bit earlier in the drive. And, you know, it's Chad's tough. He's a tough guy to cover. He's one of the toughest receivers in the league to handle. And we rolled into him a couple times at double coverage, and, you know, he still was able to make plays on us. So, but Asante made a nice job on that slim post, undercut it, and he anticipated the play well like he does. And that was a big play.
Coach, going to Mike Vrabel, it seems like it works every time. Are you surprised he's that open when he comes to the game?
Well, you know, you're on the 1 yard line. It's third and goal on the one. You know, I think defensively you gotta stop the run first. I mean, that's, you know, we all feel that way in that situation. You know, Mike does a great job down there. You know, he can slip around those guys and get into the secondary, and he's got good hands. Tom hit him. That was, you know, it was well executed play. But, you know, it's tough down there on the ball on the 1 yard line. You know, you're trying to stop the run, and, you know, you want to play action pass, and it's hard to. You know, they're hard to cover. We have trouble with them, too. You know, we saw that. You know, we've seen that a couple times already this year. But Mike does a good job. Yep, he's pretty reliable. He sees that ball coming. His eyes light up.
How important was Wes Welker to Brian's game?
Well, it's the situation we worked on it in. I mean, it was a big play. It was a big play. You know, they had us backed up. We were on a long field, and, you know, a little swing of momentum starting, and that really got us out of there. Then we hit a pass, got a penalty, you know, before you know it, we were down there on their 20-yard line. So, you know, that there's no doubt that was a big play. Nice, great call by Josh. You know, I thought Josh called a great game. Bud Dean called a great game. But, you know, they tried to, you know, we tried to keep them off balance. You know, again, Cincinnati's tough. They do a lot of things well. And I thought both play callers did an excellent job of, you know, just trying to mix it up a little bit and keep them off balance.
How does Moss continue to get so open so often, and even when he's not open, make touchdown catches?
He's a pretty good receiver. That doesn't really surprise me. He's made plenty of those against us before. So, you know, he makes them in practice, makes them out on, you know.
Can you talk about Moss and even some of the other receivers, the timing and the chemistry they have with Brady and where it's at now and where it might be even as the season progresses?
Well, I didn't think this was, you know, I didn't think this is probably as good as a couple of the other games we played in the passing game, but we made some plays, you know, and I think that players continue to work hard on it. You know, Tom works hard, Wes, Dante, Randy, you know, Jabbar, tight ends, backs. I mean, they all work hard in the passing game. They all want to do well. They put in a lot of time and study, film study, and, you know, we talk about it a lot and try to get all on the same page, and, you know, I'm glad that pays off. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's, you know, we're making some plays on it. I thought Dante's play on a quick screen was a big play, too. That got us out of, first and 20, second and 20, whatever it was. So, you know, some of those plays are catch and run plays. Some of them are, you know, intermediate routes. Some of them are longer routes. And, you know, it's good when you can, you know, have a little bit of everything. Keeps the defense off balance.
Is that the biggest difference in this team this year, just in terms of one area that takes maybe some of the pressure off of other areas and has a, you know, as much of a net effect on the whole team, you think, the passing game?
Oh, no, I thought the second half of last year we threw the ball pretty well. But, you know, I think we're moving the ball well offensively now. We're scoring points. We're balanced. And so hopefully we can keep doing that.
The game plan against Jerry Rice many times, you know, with the Giants. Can you make any kind of comparison sense of who poses more problems? A Rice or a Moss?
No, it's two completely different receivers.
In what way?
But I think Randy's, you know, look, Randy does a lot of things well. He's got great hands. He's smart. He really is instinctive. He knows how to get open. He can catch the ball. He's got a great vertical game, and that keeps everybody honest for the short and the intermediate game. Tom does a great job of being able to utilize those based on the coverage and sometimes the technique the corner's playing. So, you know, we got to keep working at it. There's still more things we can do. There's things we can do better. So hopefully we can build on that.
Was there much hesitation going for it on fourth and one there, deep in their territory, third and fourth?
A little bit. You know, we saw the measurement. It was less than a yard. I felt confident that we could pick that up. I thought Sammy made a real good run there. You know, I think if it had been longer than that, you know, a yard and a half or, you know, in that range, we were gonna kick it. But kind of decision there was, you know, to go on third down, and if it came up less than one, then, you know, take another crack at it on fourth down. We were running the ball pretty well. Offensive line was getting some push, and Sammy was running well. So, you know, it's always tough on the road to do that, you know, with the crowd noise and getting off on the ball and all that in a fourth and one situation. But, you know, the line did a good job, especially that left side, you know, on that play. And, again, we got real good blocking out of our tight ends tonight. Ben and Kyle did a real nice job on the edge. We were able to get the ball outside several times.
Bill, how satisfying with the consistency so far week to week?
Well, I mean, it's all right. It could be better. You know, we're still leaving some stuff out there. There's things we need to work on, and we'll work on them. I think every team in this year at this point in the year is improving. And that's what we need to do. I don't think anybody's where they're going to be, you know, a month from now. I'd like to think we're going to be better than we should be. You know, we got a lot of practices and a lot of meetings to get better. So I hope we can do that. And, you know, I think that's where every team is. We only play four games. So, you know, we're a quarter of the way through the season. That's it. I'd like to think that we'll be better. I think everybody will be better. So how much we can improve relative to how much everybody else has improved, that's, you know, the rate of improvement. That's really the. That's what we were competing against this time of year. Okay.
All right. Thank you.